directly over the tracks, half mile in trail of the aircraft ahead of you.
Okay, everybody inbound to Oshkosh over the Fisk Arrival. Looks like I got a Skyhawk that's kind of S-turning the tracks there, and you look a little bit low on the Skyhawk. At 1,800 feet, no matter which runway you go, that's a white and black Skyhawk, it looks like. Get that altitude up there, 1,800 feet for me in 90 knots. Keep it climbing, keep it climbing. Good job. Need everybody half mile on trail, no side-by-side. Side-by-sides don't work in this environment. File somebody of similar type and characteristics. We will pick you out within a mile of Fisk. If you're outside of that, we're not talking to you. It's runway 27, NOTAM page 20, runway 36, NOTAM page 22. White and black Skyhawk, keep climbing up, keep climbing up. Go ahead and give me a right turn now and join the east-west road for runway 36 for the white and black Skyhawk. Just start that right turn, ease into it, pick up the east-west road for me. Okay, everybody, check your mic. Somebody had something stuck. We had a lot of snow on there. A white and black Skyhawk just turned the east-west road. Monitor tower 126.6. Nice job. Got a red, white Skyhawk, looks like, with some red on it. Continue up the railroad tracks, runway 27, rock to acknowledge. White Skyhawk there, half mile southwest of Fisk, rock to acknowledge. I see those wings are rocking. Good job. Good job for the Skyhawk. Got a Cherokee. Coming up about a half mile southwest of Cherokee. Go and give me a slight right turn, Cherokee. Slight right turn. Pick up that east-west road for runway 36. Go ahead and do that. That'll be a good job on that. Got a Cirrus just about a mile southwest of Fisk on the Cirrus. Go ahead and join the east. Continue up the tracks for the Cirrus for runway 27. Rock to acknowledge for the Cirrus. Nice job on the rock there, Cirrus. The Skyhawk that just passed Fisk going northbound, the red and white one. Go ahead and monitor tower now, 118.8. Welcome to the show. Cherokee turning eastbound over the east-west road. Towers 126.6, monitor them. Welcome to the show. White Cirrus just coming up over the top of me right now. Nice job. 1,800 feet till turning the down one. Monitor tower now, 118.8. Welcome to the show. Okay, everybody that's inbound to Oshkosh, if you're over the east-west road, I need you on 126.6, 26.6 over the east-west road. If you're up the railroad tracks and or turning downwind over the gravel pit, I need you on 18.5. Going to be on the wrong frequency, and it could be very fatal to your health. Everybody inbound to Oshkosh on the Fisk arrival, it's the Green Lake transition. I'm going to pick you out by color and type within a mile southwest of Fisk. If you're outside of that parameter, then we're definitely not talking to you. Follow somebody of similar type and characteristics. 1,800 feet, 90 knots, 2,300 feet, 135 knots. If you cannot maintain that spacing and you're down low, climb up to the next altitude and make it work. If not, we'll have to turn out and resequence. We just cannot do side-by-sides. We're not set up for that. The red and white Cherokee, about a half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a right turn, east-west road, runway 36. Nice job on the turn there, Cherokee. Nice job. Once you're established on the east-west road, maintain your 1,800 feet on the base and conic tower monitor tower 126.6. Welcome to the show. Got looks like a white and purple Cherokee, half mile southwest of Fisk. Continue up the railroad tracks, runway 7. Rock your wings to acknowledge. Let's see those wings of rock. Yeah, white and purple Cherokee, nice. So rock on the wings. Punch up your altitude a little bit. You look just a tad bit. You'd be 1,800 feet till turning that downwind for the white and purple Cherokee. 1,800 till turning the downwind. Monitor tower now, 118.5. Welcome to the show.
Stuck mic.
Yeah, I can hear it. I just don't know who it is. I reckon we'll find out, turn somebody, and they don't turn. Okay, I got a blue Skyhawk just about a half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a right turn on the blue Skyhawk. Right turn, join the east-west road, runway 36. Everybody inbound, Oshkosh on the Fisk arrival. It's the Green Lake transition to Ripon, then via the tracks to Fisk. You are landing runway 27, NOTAM page 20. Runway 36, which is NOTAM page 22. Find someone of similar type and characteristics. Half mile of trail. Side-by-sides do not work. I'm looking down the tracks there, and I see somebody off to the southeast, off to the left, my left, off to your right, alongside the tracks. It's not going to work, guys. Not going to work. I can't do a side-by-side. I need you to get a half-mile on trail and follow somebody of similar type and characteristics, 1,800 feet, 90 knots. If you can't maintain that, then climb up to 2,300, 135 knots. Side-by-sides do not work. It just makes for a tougher situation up here at Fisk. Again, we will pick you out by color and type within a half mile to a mile southwest of Fisk. If you're outside of that and you think we're talking to you, we are not. For that, Skyhawk just turned on the east-west road, Monitor Tower 126.6, and welcome to the show.
Someone's got to talk, Mike.
Yeah, I know. I can hear it. I just, obviously, I don't know who it is. Okay, I got a white Skyhawk half mile southwest of Fisk. Continue up the river tracks, runway 27, rock to acknowledge. Nice job on the rock there, Skyhawk. Nice job on the rock. And continue up the tracks, 1,800 feet until turn of the downwind monitor tower, 118.5. Welcome to the show. Okay, everybody inbound Oshkosh on the Fisk arrival. It's the green light transition today, ripping. Pick you up by color and type within a mile southwest of Fisk. If you're outside that mile, we're not talking to you. Find somebody of similar type and characteristics. Follow them half mile on trail. Side-by-sides do not work. I cannot stress that enough. Side-by-sides do not work. Need you at 1,800 feet, 90 knots. And if that will not work, then climb on up to 2,300, 2,100, 135 knots. You know other altitudes, only 1,800 and 2,300. If you're at an altitude differ from that, we will not be working you into the show. Got a Diamond Star, looks like half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a right turn join the east-west road for that Diamond Star. Go ahead and give me a right turn. Red one, that looks like red and white. Right turn for the east-west road. Once you get established on the east-west road, descend down to 1,800 feet. Okay, it looks like our stuck mic is gone. Everybody needs to listen up. Make sure your mics are on, or your push to talk is not sticking on you. Everybody had a stuck mic there for about a good 3-4 minutes. Okay, Diamond Star, nice job. Send down to 1,800 feet. Tower now, monitor to them, 126.6. Welcome to the show. Okay, got a green and black Cirrus about a half mile southwest of Fisk. Continue up the railroad tracks, 1,804, runway 27, rock to acknowledge, please. Nice job on the rock. Good job on the rock. Go ahead, monitor tower 118.5. Welcome to the show. Everybody inbound to Oshkosh on the Fisk arrival. Green Lake transition to ripping. Continue up the tracks. We will pick you out anywhere from a half mile to a mile southwest of the field of the Fisk, not the field, of Fisk, by color and type. Assign you your runway there. Runway 27 is NOTAM page 20. Runway 36, NOTAM page 22. If you're outside of 1 mile and you think we're talking to you, guess what? We're not. Side-by-side not work. 1,800 feet and 90 knots. 2,300 and 135 knots. Find someone that you can match up with and follow them. If you're down low and it's not working, climb up to the 2,300 altitude and pass on by them. We'll fix it out up here at Fisk. But side-by-sides, we cannot handle. Looks like I got a white Comanche half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a right turn. White Comanche, start the right turn now. Join that east-west road for runway 36. Good job on the turn. Comanche monitor tower 126.6. Welcome to the show. Looks like I got a yellow Skyhawk half mile southwest of Fisk. Yellow Skyhawk, continue tracks, runway 27. Rock your wings to acknowledge, please. Yellow Skyhawk. Yellow Skyhawk, you're going to right turn there. I don't want you to turn right. Nope, go straight up the tracks, Yellow Skyhawk. Don't turn on me. Keep it going up the tracks for that Yellow Skyhawk. I saw the wing rock. Continue up the tracks. Come back. Thank you. Come back, come back, come back for the tracks. Come up next for runway 27. I got a red and white Skyhawk. Red and white Skyhawk. Half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a right turn now. Give me a right turn now. Follow the east-west road for runway 36 for the red and white Skyhawk. It looks like I got a green and white Skyhawk just about a half mile southwest Fisk. Continue up the tracks for runway 27. Rock your wings to acknowledge for the green and white one. Green and white one up the tracks. Rock your wings for me. Okay, the red and white Skyhawk on the east-west road, nice job. Tower, monitor them, 1266, welcome to the show. The yellow and white Skyhawk, good job. Rejoin those tracks, rejoin the tracks. Monitor tower 118.8. Green and white Skyhawk, I saw that wing rock. That was real nice. Monitor tower 118.8, again, 1,800 feet, so I'll turn the downwind. Nice job. Looks like I got somebody a mile and a half southwest of Fisk. Looks like a Skyhawk that's turning eastbound. That was not you. Turn north, turn north, turn north, turn north. Somebody, it's a Skyhawk, red and white Skyhawk, a mile south of Fisk. Turn north. Give me a hard left turn and come at me. I need you to come straight up to Fisk for me. Looks like I got a Seneca half mile southwest of Fisk. Continue up the railroad tracks, runway 27 for that Seneca. Rock your wings to acknowledge, please. That Hawk, good job. I see you turning towards me. Just come straight north. I'm going to have you north for about a little bit, and then I'm going to turn east. You took the turn too soon on me. Remember, there's a lot of people similar color and type, and if you're not within a mile of Fisk when I talk to you, I'm not talking to you. White and blue chair, Seneca, nice job on that. Again, 1,800 feet. Till turning down one monitor tower now. That white and red Skyhawk I have going north. Turn now. Turn now. Go right and follow the east-west road. Good job. Turn right and follow the east-west road for runway 36. Looks like I got a Cherokee. I'm reaching out a little bit soon here. Cherokee about a mile southwest of Fisk. I want you to go up the tracks runway 27. Rock your wings to acknowledge for that Cherokee. It looks like you might have orange on it. White and orange Cherokee. All right, Cherokee, good job on the wing rock. That's a good job. Continue up the tracks. I'll give you frequency change here in about another mile. The white and red Cessna, now you're lined up on the east-west road. Good job. That's where you want to be. That earlier turn you took, bad place. Bad, 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 bad. That's too far out. Good job there. Contact our monitor tower now, 126.6. Welcome to the show. Good recovery on that. White and orange Cherokee, monitor tower 118.5. Have a good day. Everybody inbound to Oshkosh, coming up the railroad tracks. I need you a half mile in trail, half mile in trail. If you're creeping up on that guy in front of you, it's not going to work. Go up to 2,300 feet and you can pick up your speed a bit. 2,300 and 135 knots, 1,800 feet and 90 knots. Need you a half mile in trail. Side by sides work. Find somebody of similar type and characteristics. And the other thing to remember is just you may fly it a certain way. The other guy may not. Just like we're driving on the freeway, you got somebody driving a Maserati and doing 60 and you're in a VW doing 90. It's just the way it works. Continue up the railroad tracks. We'll pick you up within a half mile to a mile of Fisk by color and type. If you're outside of that 1 mile, we're not talking to you. Okay, I got a white Skyhawk half mile southwest of Fisk. Continue up the railroad tracks at 1,800 feet for runway 27. Rock your wings to acknowledge. Nice job on rock there for the Skyhawk Tower. 118.5, welcome to the show. Remember, everybody needs to be a half mile on trail. Half mile on trail, it doesn't work if you're any closer than that. 1,800 feet, 90 knots, 2,300 feet, 135 knots. Got a Bonanza coming up on Fisk. Continue up the railroad tracks. Runway 27, rock your wings to acknowledge. Looks like a blue Bonanza right over top of Fisk right now. Rock those wings. Let me see a wing rock. Good job. Good job on the rock. Continue up the tracks. Monitor tower 118.5. Good job. Okay, it looks like I got two Cessnas that are darn near doing the piggyback thing there. The second Cessna looks like you're fighting to stay behind him. Remember, if it's not working, you can always climb up to 2,300 and pick up the speed a little bit. That way you're not crabbing up on the guy because it looks like you guys are real intimate out there on the arrival. Okay, you got very white intimate. And red Skyhawk. Looks like white and red Skyhawk. Give me a right turn now. Join that east-west road for runway 36. White and red Skyhawk. Just go and ease into that turn for runway 36 for me. There's a Skyline right behind him. Skyline just about half mile southwest fixed. Need you to continue up the railroad tracks for runway 27. Rock your wings to acknowledge.
Cessna, white and red. I can have the 36.
White, red. Crank it around. White, red. I need you to do it. White, red over fist now. Crank, crank, crank. Give me your hard right turn. Pick up that east-west road for runway 36.
Stand by, turn by.
Thank you.
Okay, the white and gray Skyline. White and gray Skyline. You listening to me?
Yes, I am. I wrap my
okay, white and gray Skyline. Just to point out here, in the real life, you would have been sent around the lake because you are crabbing up that Skyhawk's butt so much, it really makes it tight. So just remember, in the future, if you're cramping up on them, just bump up to 2,300 and run it a little faster, run a little hotter. And then when you get up there, we'll get you descended, we'll get you turned. Right now, stay up the tracks, runway 27, monitor tower 118.5. For the Comanche, just past Fisk, continue up the tracks, runway 27, 118.5. Got a de Havilland, yellow de Havilland coming up over Fisk. Continue up the railroad tracks for runway 27. Rock your wings to acknowledge. Nice job on the wing rock there. Okay, my white and red Skyhawk. Good job. Good job picking it up. Pick up that east-west road. Flip over monitor tower 126.6. We'll see you later.
Quick question for the real thing. If you have like a mile or more spacing, can you speed up to like 100 and 110 knots to bunch it up a little?
Okay, I'm going to tell you the unofficial answer. Sure. Yeah. Tighten it up. But again, remember that if it starts to bunch up, and again, I don't know if you heard earlier, just like driving down the freeway, you got somebody in sports cars doing 60 in the left lane and you're in, an economy car and you're doing 80. It's like, come on, man, you got a sports car, speed it up. Not everybody drives theirs the same way. But if you've got a mile or more spacing and you want to tighten it up, by all means, tighten up. But just remember, the spacing is on you. And if it gets bunched up and we can't make it work, you're probably going to be the guy that's going to go back and redo it all again. So it kind of leave it up to your judgment. I'll say unofficially, sure, but I wouldn't say that in real life.
Well, I mean, it should help everybody because, the bike guys in the back end have more space. That's my thinking.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I totally agree. Got a white Skyhawk right over fist. Continue up the railroad tracks. Runway 27, rock your wings to acknowledge. Nice, nice rock on the white Skyhawk. Go ahead and monitor tower 118.5. Yeah, it doesn't hurt to the speed to tighten up the spacing at all. Just be aware of who you're up on and how tight you're getting.
Roger, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Time for another?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm flying a J300. Can't do more than 70 knots. What would you do with me?
With you, what I would do is if there were people that were creep on you, obviously we got to get you into the show. And if all you can do is 70 knots, that's all you can do. I mean, I don't have a special J3 routing, so I'm gonna watch you. I may offload you on one side. I may be favoring one side and offload you on the side that I'm not favoring. So that way he's eating up your tailpipe and you're not a flying roadblock, basically. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'll be arriving at about 10 a.m. per the NOTAM, but I was curious what you do with the slow guys.
Yeah, we do the best we can. Obviously we got to get you in and we may offload to one runway to compensate for that. And again, if it's super busy, I got a white and red Cherokee over Fisk. Continue up the tracks, rock your wings to acknowledge. White and red Cherokee, nice job. 18.5 monitor tower, 18.5. I got a green and white Skyhawk a mile southwest Fisk. They're wanting me to set everybody up on 27 right now. They're doing a recorded run. So green and white Skyhawk up the tracks for runway 27, rock your wings to acknowledge. Green and white Skyhawk, nice job on the rock, 18.5 on tower. Back to the J3. We will do everything we can to accommodate you and like I said, we'll offset you to this less occupied runway or feed one side so that we can get in. That's not going to be a problem.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
You got it, man. We appreciate you as well. Without you, I'm just a guy sitting in a field wondering why I'm doing here. Okay, I got two of you coming up about a mile and a half southwest of Fisk. It looks like it's a Baron up high. Baron, I want you to keep that speed up. We're setting them up for 2-7 because they're doing a visual run on this 2-7 thing. So keep your speed up. I'll get you past Fisk, and I'm going to have you drop it down and slow it up. You do have a Skyhawk that's just past me, probably a mile and a half behind me. So keep it coming there, Baron. I got a Diamond. There's a Baron right in front of you, just over you. You should see him in your window now. Look up to him.
Looking for him.
Yeah, he's about your 12 o'clock and a mile, 500 feet above. White and Black Baron, go ahead and start your descent now. For the White and Black Baron, start your descent. You're going up the tracks, runway 27, rock your wings to acknowledge. Nice job on the rock, Baron. Once you get down to 1800, pull that speed back. Your spacing's looking pretty good on the Skyhawk head, but once you get down to 1800, pull the speed back. Make sure you maintain 1800 till the down one. Tower now, 18.5, gray diamond. Continue up the tracks. The Baron's well in front of you, not a factor. Continue up the tracks, runway 27. You got that?
Affirmative. Up the tracks, 27.
All right, thanks. Maintain 1800. Nice rock on the wings, by the way. 1800 till turning the down. Got a white and brown Cessna, half mile southwest Fisk. Continue up the railroad tracks, runway 27, rock your wings to acknowledge, please. Good job. Good job on the rock. Again, 18.5 for the tower there. Good job. Okay, two of you rocked out there. There's one, the second Cessna out there, probably about a mile and a half southwest Fisk. That was not for you. I've got this Cessna right over Fisk. Right over Fisk right now. He rocked. He's good to go. The second Cessna, you rock your wings again. I'll get you as you get closer. Bear with me. That's unless you just like rocking your wings. And if you like rocking your wings, I don't want to deter you from that. Just keep them rocking. Okay, I've got a twin diamond about 3/4 miles southwest of Fisk. Give me a right turn for the east-west road. Twin diamond, that right turn. Good job on the rock. Start the right turn for the east-west road. Keep your altitude till you pick up that east-west road. Once you're established, descend it down to 1,800 feet. Monitor tower 126.6. My wing rocking happy Cessna, it's right over Fisk now. Continue up the tracks for runway 27 and monitor tower 18.5. Just go ahead and do it again. Give me another rock. I love seeing that rock. Give me another rock. Show you got it. Let's see him do it. Come on, flip him. There we go. That's my boy. Good. Monitor tower now 18.5. We'll see you later. Okay, the purple diamond going flip over to tower 26-6. We'll see. Have a good one. I got a robin. Looks like a black and gold. Looks real pretty. Black and gold robin there. Half mile southwest Fisk. Continue up the rail tracks. Runway 27. Rock those wings to acknowledge. Let's see a good wing rock. All right. Nice job. And monitor tower now 118.5 on the robin. Good job.
Test 1-2.
Test 3-4. Okay, velocity looks like about a mile southwest Fisk. You got a runway preference?
We had 2-7.
All right, velocity. Keep it high. Keep it fast for 2-7. Got a long easy half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a right turn for that east-west road. Long easy. Start the right turn for me for runway 3-6. Nice job, long easy. Monitor tower 126.6. Welcome to the show. Velocity. Now you're passing over Fisk. Go ahead and start it down. Get her down to 1,800 feet. As you reach 1,800 feet, pull it back. Pull it back on the speed. Maintain that altitude, 1,800 feet till turn of the downwind. Monitor tower 118.5. Nice job.
Over to tower. Have a good one.
Thanks. See ya. Okay, orange and black to Havilland. Give me a right turn. Orange and black to Havilland. Give me a right turn. Join that east-west road for runway 3-6. Orange and black to Havilland. Got a Saratoga behind him. Just coming about a half mile southwest Fisk on the Saratoga. Saratoga up the tracks. Runway 27. Rock your wings to acknowledge, please. Saratoga, nice job on the rock. Nice job on the rock. For the Saratoga monitor tower 118.5. For the de Havilland monitor tower 126.6. We'll see you.
1-2-3. All right, Scott, if you're listening, I'm not going out on the right control, but left seems fine.
Hello, Mr. Radio DJ. Do you hear me?
Nope, that didn't go out on my right control, but I got you on the frequency.
Mark, you're not even in the room on Discord. Get in the room. Get in the room. Get in the room. Don't make me come to Ohio and beat you.
I'd like to see that.
I will video it if I have. I will video it to show me beating another controller. We're both retired, and I can do that.
5x5. Hey, everybody coming up the railroad tracks. We had to change personnel. He ran out of spit, so he's going to get a drink and move on to something else. We are on pages 20 and 22 of the NOTAM book, 27 and 36. You're getting about a half mile southwest of Fisk. We'll get a wing rock out of you. Get you a runway assignment. We're going to favor runway 27 just a little bit. So if you have a special request for 18, once I start talking to you, tell me you want 18, or correction, make that 36, 36, and we'll get you over to 36. Otherwise, we're going to try and give 27 a workout. And looks like we have, looks like a Skyhawk to me. I don't see any color on it, though. Got a Skyhawk about a half mile southwest of Fisk. Rock your wing. Oh, what a great wing rock. I want you straight ahead over the railroad tracks. Keep that downwind turn inside the gravel pit. Monitor tower 118.5. Thanks for coming to the show.
What you guys drinking?
I got a Cherokee next up. Cherokee, half mile southwest of Fisk. Rock your wings. Good wing rock there, Cherokee. White, looks like you're white and black Cherokee. Straight ahead over the railroad tracks. Good space in there. Keep your downwind turned inside the gravel pit right downwind. Runway 27, monitor tower 118.5. Got another Skyhawk coming up. White and blue. White and blue Skyhawk. If you're with me, give me a wing rock. Yeah, looks like the white and blue one went ahead on without us. It looks like another Skyhawk. Yellow is it? Yellow and white Skyhawk, half mile southwest of Fisk. Rock your wings.
Can I get 3-6?
Good wing rock there, white and yellow Cessna. Looks like you might be catching the guy ahead. Might want to put the brakes on just a little bit. I'm going to let you run up the railroad tracks, though, because, once again, they do need the work, but kind of ease up on the speed. Don't pass him up now. And monitor tower on 118.5.
Mind if I get 3-6?
Okay, white and yellow, you want 3-6, give me a good right turn over that east-west road. Hard right turn over, kind of east-south, eastbound to pick up that east-west road. Go for it. Beautiful turn, that's what we'd like to see. Makes our lives easier. I don't have to keep yelling. Got another, we got somebody, what is his color? Man, it looks like yellow on yellow, yellow on gold, half mile southwest of Fisk, give me a wing rock. Good wing rock there. You want to gear down, slow down. Straight ahead for runway 27. Gear down, slow down. Get down. Keep that downwind inside the gravel pit. Right down on runway 27. Watch for Air Force One departing off of runway 27. Tower 118.5. Have a good day. White and yellow Skyhawk going over there for 3-6. Nice job picking up that road. Monitor tower on 126.6. Good day.
Thanks.
Once again, we're starting. Where are we starting today? Green Lake. Green Lake is where we're starting today. Be sure that you do practice those transitions. Green Lake isn't much of a transition from normal, but that's okay. We are going to use those longer transitions coming in. I just know it. We're going to be insane with traffic loads, so that's something that you might want to practice on your flight sim later on. I got another Cessna. Looks like another Skyhawk coming in. White and blue? No. What is that? It looks like white and maybe brown. Half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Good wing rock there, Skyhawk. You just go straight ahead through those railroad tracks. Keep the right downwind well inside that gravel pit. Watch for departures off runway 27 Monitor Tower 118.5. Have a great time at the show. Once again, we're on 20 and 22, the pages in the NOTAM book for 27 and 36. 27, 36. We're trying to favor runway 27 today. We've got some special requests going on. So if you really want 36, let me know when you give me that wing rock by Fisk, and I can get you peeled over for runway 36. But we're going to kind of leave everybody for 27 at this point in time. And next up, we got a, looks like maybe a Legacy, you think, huh? White and Blue, Legacy about a half mile southwest of Fisk, rock your wings. Good wing rock there, straight ahead over the railroad tracks for you. You're doing a real good job staying over those railroad tracks. We like it when you're over the tracks. It keeps everybody in line. We don't get a zigzag pattern going on. And I know that's really hard because those railroad tracks over the cowling is tough. Legacy up the railroad tracks, right turn inside that gravel pit, Monitor Tower 118.5. G'day!
See ya.
And the Jeopardy music is playing. Dun, 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 dun. Well, he's right. It is a Skyhawk. Dun, 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 dun. But what is that color? Yellow? No, it ain't yellow. Blue? No? Well, maybe it is blue. Blue and yellow? Blue and orange. All right, we've got a blue and something else, Skyhawk, about a half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Good wing rock there, Skyhawk, about a quarter mile southwest of Fisk. Straight ahead over the railroad tracks and Monitor Tower 118.5.
Yeah.
And everybody who's coming in, we are starting to change things up a little bit. I got kind of a couple of guys coming in here. So, do. You guys are catching each other out there. Now, no fair doing that. Are you a flight of two, quarter mile southwest of Fisk? Tell me now.
Negative. He paused or had frame rate issues. I'm going to break it off here.
Thank you very much for breaking that off. If you were a flight of two, it would make it just all that more fun. I got a Skyhawk, green Skyhawk over Fisk. Hard right turn, right turn, right turn. We're changing things up. We're favoring 3-6 now, so start that right turn for the east-west road. Once again, everybody, if you're coming inbound, we're going to try and feed 3-6 now. 3-6 is going to be the one that everybody's going to. If you want 2-7, let me know when I talk to you at Fisk. Good job, white and green. Hard right turn over that east-west road. Looks like I got a yellow and red, maybe a wacko there, quarter mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Red and yellow coming up. Oh, good wing rock there. Start that right turn eastbound. Right turn eastbound for the yellow and red. You're going to runway 3-6. White and green, pick up that east-west road. Monitor Tower 126.6. I got a white and blue about a quarter mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Yellow and red just north of Fisk, hard over for that east-west road. Monitor Tower 126.6, white and blue just over Fisk. Great job, great job. Give me a right turn now. Start that turn. You're going to follow in really nicely with the traffic ahead now. It's positioned well. Hard right turn over, 3-6, right turn for that east-west road. Everybody who's on that east-west road in that turn, Tower 126.6, have a great time. I got a white and black. That's not black. Purple, white and purple, Skyhawk, quarter mile southwest of Fisk. Give me, tell you what, just turn right, forget the wing rock, turn right, pick up that east-west road, give me a good turnover. Good job. Yeah, that is purple. Nice purple. Yeah, Skyhawk, the white and purple Skyhawk, pick up the east-west road, going at runway 3-6, 3-6. And let's see, the yellow and red wacko, if you're still on me, give me a wing rock. Nope. Okay, white and purple, pick up that east-west road. You want to get right over the road, follow the traffic inbound. It's going to be fun. I got another one coming up. Looks like a Cherokee about a half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Good wing rock on the Cherokee. I want you straight ahead over the railroad tracks. I got a, looks like a Baron. Baron, twin, quarter mile southwest of Fisk. Turn right eastbound, turn right eastbound. Gear down, slow down. Cherokee, straight ahead over the railroad tracks. You're going to runway 27. Keep that downwind turn inside the gravel pit. Monitor Tower on 118.5. White and blue Baron here over Fisk. Turn right eastbound. Start that turn now. Turn. You're going to 3-6. Baron over there. Turn. Ah, I love that. Pick up that east-west road. You monitor Tower on 126.6. Thanks for the help, guys. White and red Skyhawk, quarter mile southwest of Fisk. Turn right now. Turn. Turn right now. Eastbound. Pick up that east-west road. White and red Skyhawk. Forget the rock. Just start the turn. Good job. Baron, you're going to have to come a little bit further south. If you're still with me, a little bit further south, pick up that east-west road. Don't cut that too tight. White and red Skyhawk, right turn, hard to the south. You got to pick up that east-west road. Both of you guys go over to Tower 126.6. I got a Cirrus who's burning up the sky there about a quarter mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Good wing rock, Cirrus. You're going to go straight ahead over the railroad tracks for runway 27. Gear down, slow down. Keep that downwind turn inside of the gravel pit. Monitor Tower on 118.5. I got a Bonanza, looks like, quarter mile south of Fisk. You're a little bit left of the railroad tracks. Give me a wing rock. The blue and orange, Beach, over Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Blue and orange, right over fifth. There's that wing rock. I want you to turn right. Turn right. You're going eastbound. You're going to 3-6. Blue and white twin. Blue and white twin. You're straight ahead. Gear down. Slow down. The twin is going to 2-7 up the railroad tracks. You can monitor tower 18-5. The blue and orange, I want you more southeastbound. More southeastbound. Pick up that east-west road. Get in line with everybody else. Tree 6. Tree 6 is for you. Keep coming more southeast. More southeast. Pick up that road. Get everybody in line. Yeah, that's better. Keep coming southeastbound. Blue and orange, I want you over to tower 126.6. I got, is that a Stinson? Stinson, maybe a half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Good wing rock there, Stinson. Make it a right turn eastbound. They'd love to talk to you in the tower. Right turn eastbound for runway 36. Pick up that east-west road. I got the blue and orange. Looks like you're still north. The blue and yellow Stinson out there over the east-west road. Good job. Good job. Follow that east-west road. Left base runway 36. Monitor tower 126.6. Once again, everybody's coming in. We're doing the Green Lake transition. Not much different than normal. Be sure you familiarize yourself with those longer initial starting points because we will likely be using them. I can't imagine we're not doing it. But you do want to be 1,800 feet, 90 knots, 2,300 if you're a bit faster, like 130, 140. But once you get to Fisk, you've got a plan to get in line with everybody else. It's going to be gear down, slow down, get down. Because you can't land on top of everybody. It makes for a lot of paperwork. Yep, it's another Skyhawk, but what's that funky color? I don't know. Definitely got some white there. I don't know, orange? Sun's kind of funny. All right, we're going to call it a white and some other color Cessna, half mile southwest of Fisk, give me a wing rock. Skyhawk, quarter mile southwest of Fisk, give me a wing rock. Tell you what, forget the wing rock, just do a right-hand turn. Cessna over Fisk, turn right eastbound now. Cessna over Fisk, turn right eastbound. I see the turn. Keep turning. It is always position that's most important. If we don't have the color right, don't worry about it. If we're calling you a Cessna and you're some other high wing, go with it. The location is always the most important thing. The odds of us getting the color and the type get longer and longer the farther you are away. So if we're talking to somebody at half mile, a quarter mile south of Fisk, and you're there and you're close to what we're talking about, it's you. And just please go with it. Thanks. Thanks for coming there, Pink and White Skyhawk. Follow that east-west road for 3-6 over to tower now, 126.6. Once again, everybody coming up the railroad tracks. Looks like I've got some people left and right. Be sure you get over the railroad tracks. If you guys are zigzagging coming in, regardless of what your spacing is between the planes, by the time you get in line on final, it's going to be a mess. And that Pink and White Skyhawk, if you're still with me, looks like you're a little south of that road. Get right over that road. We know how hard that is. Get over that road. Once again, tower 26.6. Yep, that's going to be another Skyhawk coming. I don't see any color on him, though, but he's well right of the tracks. There's a Skyhawk about a half mile south of Fisk. You're already starting the turn. If you're listening to me, give me a wing rock. You're already started the turn. You're almost eastbound now. Skyhawk south of Fisk. There's the wing rock. I need you to come more north. Come more north. Yeah, kind of northeastbound there and pick up that east-west road. You are not over the right east-west road. You're on a wrong road. You want to pick up about a 60 heading. The road's about a half mile north of you. There you go. That's the idea. When you see the road, you give me a wing rock there. That white Cessna is picking it up. I got a yellow and black. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what you are. Yellow and black, half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. The white Cessna, I see that wing rock out there. Go ahead and monitor tower now, 126.6. Follow that road inbound for 3-6. Thanks for coming. I appreciate the help getting back in line. The yellow and black over Fisk doing a great job. Gear down, slow down, straight ahead. You're going to runway 2-7. Keep that down when inside the railroad tracks. Watch for Air Force One departing underneath you. Monitor tower 118.5. Oh, we are on pages 20 and 22 of the NOTAM book. We are doing 3-6 and 2-7. We have a special request to favor 3-6. So if you get up around Fisk and you really want 2-7, let me know. But otherwise, plan to go to 3-6. We've got some stuff going on the side. You'll probably end up hearing about all kinds of fun stuff later on. But for right now, I got a white and red Cessna a half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. White and red Cessna. There's the wing rock. White and red Cessna. Turn right eastbound. Start that turn now. You're going to pick up that east-west road. Right-hand turn. Right. You're going for runway 3-6. You're going to follow that east-west road. Give me the turn. There's a bird song like that, isn't it? Turn. I don't know how it goes anymore. There we go. The white and red Skyhawk, Skyling. Thanks for coming. You're a little north of that road, but you're in a good heading. You monitor tower now, 126.6. I got a bonanza. No, it's a beach. All right, there's a white and a black about a half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Coming a quarter mile south of Fisk. White and gray, maybe a bonanza. Turn right eastbound. Turn right eastbound. Start that turn now. I see the wing rock. Give me that right turn. Right turn. Right turn. There you go. There you go. That's it. Good job. Good job. You're going to follow that east-west road for the left base 3-6. You can monitor tower 126.6. Thanks for coming. Once again, we are favoring 3-6. If you get up here and you really want 2-7, let me know. But we're basically going to feed 3-6 special request from the tower. I got somebody else coming up the railroad tracks. We're going to call it about a half a mile southwest of Fisk. Looks like blue and black. That's not right. Blue and black, half mile southwest of Fisk. Rock your wings. Good wing rock there. Blue and gray. Turn right eastbound. Right turn eastbound. Pick up that east-west road. You're going to runway 3-6 like everybody else in the conga line. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, I love that turn. You have no idea how much we love when planes turn like that to get to where they need to be. Dude, that was awesome. Be sure you pick up the road now. Looks like you're a little overshot it, but you're doing great. Monitor tower 26.6. Have a great time. All right, I got a Cherokee. Looks like white and red, about a half mile southwest of Fisk. Forget the wing rock. Just turn right eastbound. We're going to go to this transition. I know you guys practiced that wing rock for a long, long time, and believe me, we appreciate it. But if we see that turn, that saves you the wing rock, maybe a quarter mile. We get you on the road easier, and I think we could see you making the turn. It just really works out a lot better. White and red Cherokee, great job on the turn. You're on the road. You to man. Left base 3-6, tower 126.6. Once again, the traffic that's coming up, we're favoring 3-6 request of the tower. And oh, looks like we got a twin coming up. The twin, you can expect 2-7. You can expect 2-7 twin. Yep, yep. We're trying to keep the singles over there on 3-6. That's normally what happens. We appreciate you coming, though. We're going to say that's a Baron. Baron coming up half mile southwest of Fisk. Rock your wings. Twin over Fisk, rock your wings. I got a bonanza out there, southwest. There's a twin, high and fast, over Fisk right now. You with me? Twin over Fisk, rock your wings. Give me a wing rock. Okay, there's traffic about a quarter mile southwest of Fisk that's giving me a wing rock. All right, the twin, the Baron, I want you straight ahead. 2-7 railroad tracks, tower now on 118.5. I got a, the blue and white that's right over Fisk, straight ahead over the railroad tracks. Gear down, slow down. You're going to runway 2-7. I got a bonanza right over Fisk, blue and white. Right turn eastbound now. I got a Skyhawk just coming up over Fisk. You're going to be in a right turn to follow the blue and white ahead. The bonanza. Turn, turn, turn. Bonanza, turn. Blue and white. Great turn. Yellow and white Cessna. Follow that blue guy ahead of you. Follow that bonanza. Right-hand turn now. Turn, 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 turn. That's it. The bonanza. Bonanza, a little further south to follow the road. Yellow and white, you're going to be a little further south to get on the road. Both of you guys come a little south. I got a gray and orange coming up. Let's see. We're going to call you. Dun, 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 dun. Gray and orange, turn right now. Turn right now. You're going to pick up that east-west road. You're coming a little bit north of it. The spacing's going to be good with the traffic ahead of you. Blue and white, great heading to rejoin. Yellow and white, great heading to join. Both of you guys go over to tower 126.6. Gray and orange, oh, man, you want to talk about a fabulous turn. That was it, man. Pick up that east-west road. You're going to runway 3-6 as well, 126.6. Great job, guys. Looks like I got, really, black and gold? Oil and gold? Great color scheme. Coming up over Fisk, just turn right eastbound. Turn right eastbound. You're going to runway 3-6 as well. Turn, 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 turn. If you're at Fisk, turn. Oh, there's the turn that I like to see. Pick up that east-west road. You're going to runway 3-6, left base entry, 126.6. Thanks for coming, guys. We are on pages 20 and 22 of the NOTAM book. We're starting at Green Lake today. Be sure you familiarize yourself with some of that other stuff that's out there. We're definitely going to be using it. Looks like we got somebody fast coming up. The fast guys, I'm taking a 2-7 just because of what we've got going on for 3-6. So you can expect if you're high and fast, or just like to be fast, you're going to go to 27. In fact, I got somebody. Is that really purple? Is that black? Quarter mile southwest of Fisk, give me a wing rock. Coming up over Fisk, beautiful job. Follow the railroad tracks northeast. Keep that downwind turn inside the gravel pit. Gear down, slow down, get down. Monitor tower 118.5. That sounds like a should be a dance song. Get down, get down, get down, get down tonight. Ah, dun, 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 dun. Pages 20 and 22 of the NOTAM book. Green Lake is the initial transition point for us today. We are landing on runways 27 and 36. I'll be your radio DJ at Fisk for the next hour or so. With any luck, we're going to have some fun. Oh, that beer tastes good. You'll never hear that up at Oshkosh. One of the things that you want to be As you can hear, my dog's in the background. One of the things you want to be aware of is when you guys are coming over those railroad tracks, we know how hard it is to get over the railroad tracks. But you need to be over the railroad tracks and not left, right, because if we got some that are left and some that are right, by the time you turn downwind or you turn base, the distance that you think you have between you changes. And that can lead to some really interesting situations. So we get how hard it is to be over the railroad tracks, looking over the nose cone, trying to figure out where those tracks are and follow them. The closer you are to flying over those railroad tracks, the better it is for us. Also, if you'll notice, those that have come in or fly in frequently, we seem to pick you guys up pretty much the same spot every time, because where we're at, there's power lines on the other side of the road. And when you're in between the top and bottom power line, you're right where we want you. Looks like we have a blue, what do you think that is? No, it's not a Bonanza. Cherokee, you got a Cherokee, blue and gold Cherokee, half mile southwest of Fisk. Rock your wings. Great rock there, it's blue and yellow. Start a right turn eastbound now. Right turn eastbound now. You're going to pick up that east-west road. You're going to runway 36. I got a Baron. Baron looks like coming up. Baron, half mile southwest of Fisk. Give me a wing rock. Baron, looks like white and blue. Oh, there's the wing rock. Great job, sir. Gear down, slow down, straight ahead. You're going for runway 18. Keep that downwind leg in, or correction, the downwind turn inside the gravel pit. Once again, gear down, slow down, get down. Baron, monitor tower 118.5. The blue and yellow Piper, you want to be on 126.6. Let's see, what other tidbits can I throw at you here? If you're on 27, we're generally not going to talk to you until about midfield downwind. We want to keep bases for both runways pretty much on path, super short approaches. If we're on 18, we need you on a micro approach. If you're on 27, we need you on a short approach. The closer to the approach end you are on base, the faster we can get you down and out of the way. It makes for mixing with the jet traffic and the big stuff that center's given us straight in a lot easier. If you guys get stretched out over the lakeshore or... over the lake, number one, you're a dot. We can't see it too well. And number two, mixing you at that point becomes really interesting. One of the great tricks I heard, and I've used it a couple of times, unfortunately, is everybody past the end of the runway, turn base now. So you got like four or five planes out there over the lake, and they all turn base at the same time and just reverse order coming in. It's a great way to get the base back in close where it needs to be. So if you hear weird stuff like that, it's just Oshkosh. We are on pages 20 and 22 of the NOTAM book. We are on 27 and Tree 6, 36 today. We are actually doing a favor for some people on 36. They requested, we had a lot of traffic or sent most of the traffic in for 36. So if you're fast or you're a twin, I'm going to put you on 27, but I'm going to try and get everybody else to 36. So if you're a little guy and you really want to do 27, when I'm talking to you, you know, that half mile, quarter mile southwest of Fisk, tell me then, and I'm happy to send you up to 27. Otherwise, if you're small and slow, expect 36. If you're big and fast, expect 27. And we have our next contestant, he's a bit far there, but he's doing a pretty good job of getting over those railroad tracks. We do appreciate that. Once again, when there's only one or two of you, it's really easy to get kind of complacent and, you know, hey, I'm close enough, but you never can tell who's behind you. Okay, that's the question. Is it black? It's not black. It's white and black? No. Good color scheme there. Huh. All right. I'm going to say white and black Skyhawk or Cessna about a half mile southwest of Fisk. Rock your wings. Good wing rock there. Cessna that just rocked. Turn right eastbound. Start that right turn eastbound now. Turn. Well, look at that. It's gray and blue. I was dead wrong. And that happens all the time. Colors are like the last thing we get right because it's too far. Everybody's got sunglasses on. The sun is funny. You know, if it's a high wing we're calling for and you're a high wing, please forgive the type, but it's the location that's king. Location is king. If we're saying a half mile southwest of Fisk and you're a half mile south of Fisk, we are talking to you. Make that assumption. Gray and blue Skyhawk, thanks very much. Follow that east-west road on our tower 126.6. All right, where are we at? We are on pages 20 and 22 of the NOTAM book. Runways 27 and 36, tree 6 today, tree 6. Let's see, we're going to favor 36 for the most part because we got a special request. But if you're high and fast, I'm going to take you to 27 because what they're doing, they're just looking for the little slow guys to make it all work for them. Oh, we got the next player. The next player is coming up to bat. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, you're right. It's a Cessna. Dun, 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 dun. That was a really hard guess, wasn't it? Yeah, but what's that color? Gold? That's not gold. Blue? All right, we're going to call it white and blue Cessna, half mile south of west of Fisk. Rock your wings. Good wing rock there. Right turn. It's yellow. White and yellow Cessna. Right turn eastbound. Right turn eastbound. Start that turn. Turn, turn, turn. Pick up that east-west road. You're going for runway 36. And the white and yellow Skyhawk, monitor tower 126.6. Thanks for coming. Bum, 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 bum. What are we doing? Oh, Green Lake transition. Green Lake transition. Be sure you familiarize yourself with some of that other stuff, because I can almost guarantee with the record crowds that are going to happen this year. I mean, there's going to be record planes, record crowds. It's going to be, you know, swinging from the chandelier time really fast. Oh, we got, who's the next one? What do you think that?